Chugga Chugga Podcast.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like a all aboard.
We'd like to welcome all of you on this Monday morning to Summit Drive Time.
Yes.
Whether you're listening on Monday morning or listening at another time of the day, no matter when you're listening to the podcast, happy day to you.
Yeah.
Brandon, I need to let you in on a little something.
Come on.
You know, as well as our faithful listeners, that up until doing this podcast called Summit Drive Time with Jason and Brand,
yeah,
I had never listened to a podcast.
Did you start listening to something?
Well, once I figured out how to do it, like how to get the podcast, I started doing some research because, you know, it's college football season.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, there's probably a podcast out there about the South Carolina Gamecocks.
I guarantee you there is.
Now, I began to do a little research, and what I discovered was the vast majority of podcasts are incredibly long.
They are long. Yeah.
The podcast I was listening to was over an hour.
Yeah.
I didn't want to listen that long.
Right.
This is the reason we're doing what we're doing.
That's right.
I didn't know that we were trendsetters like we are.
Yeah.
I think what you'll see is more and more short podcast.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
I think so.
Ours is 22 minutes.
Yeah.
And we've heard from people, I really love that time. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Sure.
I don't have anything to compare it to. But now that I'm out there listening to what other people are doing,
mm-hmm,
we are
mm-hmm
innovative.
Mm-hmm.
We are sharp.
Mm-hmm.
We are concise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got it going on.
Now,
That's all I wanted to say.
Did you listen to the Carolina Gamecock podcast?
Yeah, every time I got my car, it just kicked back on, you know, on my phone, and, you know, syncs up with the satellites in the sky.
That's how Bluetooth works.
No, the guys are very, I mean, they're kind, I guess, but
were they crass?
No, it wasn't overly crass.
Okay.
It was just very Southern. Do you think we sound that Southern?
I don't think we do. Do you want to start a South Carolina Gamecocks podcast? I don't know how much I can add to it. I do know that they lost this past week. Is that correct?
Handily.
So I can talk a little bit about that. But I feel the freedom to talk about this. I was watching the last 4 minutes of the Clemson game.
Yes.
Before that, I was watching a Hallmark Christmas movie. That's a true story.
Yep.
That's what I did on my Saturday night.
Yep.
And I found myself.
Yes, go ahead.
Actively rooting against the Tigers.
Did you?
And it's in those moments that I remember, oh, I don't like them.
Right.
And so, and I don't really know, like,
yeah,
as I go throughout my day, I'm not like, ooh, I really don't like them. And I don't have a dog in the fight.
Because you're from Florida.
I'm from Florida. I don't care.
Right.
But I did find myself rooting against. And you can send hate mail to tcarlton@summitupstate.org.
That's the campus pastor and easily closest to the Clemson University campus.
He'll be able to talk to you about
it. He'll be able to talk with you about it.
About that.
Brandon, we're not here to talk about college football because in the whole scheme of things, college football is never really going to matter.
It's a drop in the ocean.
You can get your championship trophies and they're going to burn up.
We should tell the people in the crowds that, though, because it looks like their life is depending on
that. That is true. You're not wrong there.
They find the best people.
Side note, just received a phone call from Beijing, China. That really just popped up on my phone. What do you think that's about?
Heard about your podcast.
Heard about
the brevity of it. I think we're going to follow suit. You guys are trendsetters.
Trendsetters around the world.
That's exactly right.
Brandon, let's talk about why we're here today.
That's right.
We have a special guest on the pod who's just been sitting quietly in his chair,
yeah,
kind of chuckling at what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Also does not care at all, honestly, about college football. But what he does care about is why we've invited him to the show
today. That's right. Please welcome your friend and my friend,
Nathan Forrest.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, family discipleship pastor here.
Now,
Summit Church.
You have been on the podcast before, but it was just to kind of introduce yourself.
That's correct, yeah.
So this is a big...
On that podcast, if some of you will remember, our faithful listeners, I think it was podcast number 3. Brandon and Nathan, we were talking to both of you about your new roles here on the Summit
mm-hmm
staff team. Brandon as creative communications director,
mm-hmm,
Nathan as family discipleship pastor. And as Brandon and I were chatting this week about the pod, we thought, Brandon, tell everybody what we thought might be good to talk about today.
That's right. We're now a couple weeks into the school year.
Yeah, it's happening.
We're through
Labor Day.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is into the school season. Like, it is going mm-hmm on. You know, the first few weeks, you know, I'm married to a teacher. And the first few weeks of school can just kind of feel like camp.
Yeah.
You know, we're
yes
all happy to see each other. We're
yeah
having a great time. But then about week 3 or 4, as soon as Labor Day's over,
yeah,
it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to buckle down. The homework's coming in. There's stuff going on. You're in the routine of early mornings and homework in the evenings. It's happening right now.
The kids have realized, but at this point, that their next break is Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And it's super discouraging. Super discouraging. But that's not, we're not here to talk about the discouraging parts.
That's right. We're talking about the encouraging parts.
Yeah.
But in a sense, the encouraging part flows out of the discouraging part because life is so busy with the school year.
Yeah.
You're going from A to B to C to maybe even D, Jason.
You might. I know there's probably some kids that have already gotten a D.
And that's probably true.
Thank you.
But what we wanted to discuss today is in the busyness of life, whether you are a parent or a student or a college student for that matter. Uh-huh. I know we got some college kids listening.
Yep. Yeah.
What does it look like to be intentional as a family or as a student during this school year? How do we make time for the things that truly matter when it seems like we don't have any more time to carve out?
I love that.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to turn it over to Nathan. Nathan, let's start. We have a few things in place for multiple different age groups of Summit. So let's talk a little bit about Summit Kids. Let's say that you are a parent of a kiddo. Maybe the kiddo is in the back seat listening to this podcast.
Well, first of all, well done. Training up your child in the way they should go.
That's exactly right.
So I would use this as an example. In the busyness of life, we try to be intentional to give our people, our families, resources to integrate into their schedules the gospel.
Right.
So
not to give them another thing to do, but to work things into the stuff that they're already doing.
Yeah, so if you've been around Summit for a while, you know that all of our directors, they send out questions and two parents that flow and connect with what the kids were talking about on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And the idea there is not necessarily you sit down, you have second church at another point during the week, but rather throughout the week at our, and so what we do as our family is we have Tuesdays. Tuesdays are question Tuesdays, and we sit around the table.
Over dinner.
Yeah. And we...
do you have the same meal every Tuesday? Is it Taco Tuesday? Is it having hot dogs? What are you having?
I'm not going to... Our kids are creatures of habit. If I pitched that idea to them, they would go for it, and that would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
So we're
because they would expect
that.
It all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for you.
So so we do question Tuesday, and that's kind of what we do. And it's not in addition to our already pretty chaotic life, but it's an acknowledgement that life is very full with scheduled things, and so you just rightly bleed the gospel into it.
Yeah,
like you just weave it in.
Yeah,
that's right.
So we do those questions with some. We send those questions out with some kids, but we've also recently started sending. If you have a kid in S2M, mm-hmm. We're also with our new content curriculum. We're able to send out questions regularly to S2M parents as well.
If you're wondering about S2M, that stands for Summit Student. There's two S's there.
That's exactly right.
Summit Student Ministry.
It's a, what's S2M. It called? An exponent?
It is an exponent of the S's. It's S2M.
S, small two.
Because Brandon and I both were pretty strong in algebra.
Yeah, give me a question.
And so what we thought we would do is name our student ministry kind of after an algebraic equation, S2M.
It did take me about 4 or 5 years to figure out why it was called S2M. S2M.
Summit Student Ministry. Yeah. It's not overly complicated.
I had a hard time getting excited about student ministry until math got involved. And then I'm like, oh, I get it now. I'm in.
Let's all be honest. Let's go around right now and give the name of our youth group and the cheesiness behind it. Because Summit Student Ministry is kind of epic. It's just nice. It's just clean. Like, it's sharp. It's easy.
We didn't try to jazz it
up. We didn't try to jazz it up like a lot of people do, and I'm not casting stones, but let's mock our student ministries growing up. Not other people's student ministries. Ours. Yeah. You want to go first?
I will go first.
What was the name of your youth group?
The first integration of it was Voltage 220.
Yes, Voltage 220.
And then me, I was a part of this. Me and my youth pastor, we were trying to come up with new names. He was new.
Yep.
So we were trying to come up with, he hated Voltage 220. And we said, what if, like, it's such a ridiculous name, so what if we just leaned into that and we just called it Big Deal Ministries?
Big deal.
What we did.
We're a big deal. We are a big deal.
We're a big deal because we serve a big God. Was the tagline, I think. Something stupid.
Is there a
like
scripture that.
That
went with that, or you were just,
with it? All of scripture below it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Nathan, what was the name of your studio? You grew up in the country.
Well, country.
But you had a name.
We had a name. We went with, we had a bunch of surfers in charge of our youth group, so we were
in the country.
I mean, Elkton's a couple hours from the beach.
Okay,
and we were called Wave.
Oh, Wave. And the scripture you guys went with was
I don't remember. I'm sure there was one, but right. I don't remember it.
What do kids like?
Waves.
Surfing. Uh-huh. The beach. That's what we went with.
Jason?
Now, I was in student ministry in the early 90s. Okay. So two things you need to know. One, our student ministry colors, teal and purple, mm-hmm. was strong wow. in the early 90s.
Strong also, today, too.
It's does it come back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the Charlotte Hornets back in the day, that were their beginning uniforms with Kelly Tripucka was the name of a guy. You don't know. Anyway.
Muggsy Bogues.
We went with the Light Zone. But the font was in the font was the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
You know, are you familiar with the Twilight Zone or is that before your time? So it was the Light Zone, and our scripture obviously is your light of the world. But you know, city on a hill, whatever. And so lots of different light. Things that you could use there.
Sure.
That's fantastic.
So those were the name of our student ministries. Now back to ours. S2M, nice, clean, simple, wonderful.
Right.
Nathan, share a little bit about what's going on in the student ministry as you just were in regards to questions and stuff that we're sending as well.
No. So, yeah. So, we don't view ourselves as we're in the industry of training. Like, we see ourselves as partnering with parents.
That's great, yes, distinction. Very good.
So, like, very much we want to invite and walk alongside you. And so we don't send out those questions because we're a church and that's just what we're supposed to do. And we like to give our directors more emails to send. But rather, we see those as an intentional opportunity for you to have meaningful conversations about the gospel and how it intersects with their life.
That's right. So. And I just got an email last night about these questions and someone just thanking us for being intentional with walking along with their student. And again, that's just like, and they said, I can't wait to walk through these questions throughout the week. So it's a continual thing. You could be driving your kiddos to school in the morning and hey, here's one of the questions off of that and do it throughout the week. Again, it's not, we're going to sit down and we're going to carve in a Bible study. There's nothing wrong with doing that.
Yeah.
But if your time doesn't allow, like let's do it in the car while we're driving. Let's do it as a family as we're eating dinner. So lots of different ways in which you can work in those type of conversations.
That's true.
If I were looking at it, you know, I would say it this way. One, we want to put resources in your hand. We feel a call to do that. We want to come alongside you and put some resources, some things in your hand. The flip side of that is you as parents have to be intentional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can't do the intentionality for you. We can't make you do that. And we do believe that so many of our parents are being crazy intentional. We're having enough conversations to know those things are taking place.
True.
Don't want to bash anybody. Don't want to make you feel guilty if you're sitting there today listening and going, man, I need to be a little more intentional with my family. Like we would love to have some practical conversations. We're given a few things here, whether it be in the car or around the dinner table. But Nathan or Brandon, myself, your campus pastor, whoever it is you're closest with, maybe even other, if you're in a small group here at Summit, and other folks in your small group have kids and teenagers, and like ask them, like, how are you being intentional with your kids? How are you being intentional with your teens to capitalize on the time that you have together with them?
Because
you don't have a lot of time with them. And I think we all feel that as parents, you know, whether they be really little or mine now, you know, I got my oldest daughter's in eighth grade, middle school is almost over. And you kind of look at it and go, well, pretty soon we've already lost the time in the car with her because she'll be driving herself. And I know from talking with Jen, my wife, that some of the best conversations that she has with Kate and Caroline are in the car on the way to school and on the way home. I know for me, when I say, hey, you want to ride with Dad to the store or wherever it is that I need to go, Bojangles every Saturday morning.
Right.
Y'all want to come. And so we'll sit around the Bojangles table with some Bow Rounds and we'll talk about the bigger things of
life.
That's great. As you do. So anyway, just capitalizing. We can't make you be intentional, but we want to put resources in your hands that if you so choose to be intentional, you can be intentional with a purpose.
Right. Yeah. And to that point, that's the reason we're doing this podcast now rather than in February. This is the time to begin to set up
healthy rhythms
and new routines with your family. It is difficult to begin doing something new in the middle of the school year in mm-hmm. February.
Yeah.
But if you can set up these new rhythms, these new routines now, it becomes easier and easier. It becomes expectant throughout the school year.
And you'd be surprised, and maybe you're going to say this, Nathan, sorry if I cut you off. You'd be surprised at how much your kids come to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think some parents don't do it because they go, oh, my kid won't want to do that. My kid won't have that conversation. If you begin now, and again, Brandon's right. It kind of depends on the ages. Like if you've never had an intentional conversation around gospel things with your kids and now you're trying to start it in high school, like that could be a little tougher, but don't let that be a reason to stop you. Yeah. And at the same time, if you've been intentional when they're younger, man, they continue to ask for it, which is really sweet and encouraging.
Yeah. And really two things. First of all, as you have conversations, just remember, like, the kids want to know that you want to listen to them process. So don't feel the weight of the responsibility for it to be a sermon. That's not what they're expecting. But the other thing too, like as important as rituals and traditions as family and rhythms are, I think it's really important too, to be intentional as the unexpected comes up. I was reminded yesterday with one of my small little children, our DNA runs small and in our family. And like as school starts, like she's processing, like she was in crisis because kids are mean and they are and they're picking on her about to being small. And so as you deal with kids dealing with major crises that come up with school and sports and homework and all these things, the opportunity to speak the gospel, like it is our right and privilege and opportunity to not just give our kids good advice as the crises come up in the midst of the chaos of life, but not just giving good advice as parents, but also helping them process this is how the gospel meets the crises. And so, like, man, our heart and prayer is that we would be a people that have rhythms of gospel, but then when the moments happen where their little worlds are falling to pieces, we help them process. This is how Jesus and the gospel hits.
It's good, man.
Right here. So,
right on.
I want to speak really quickly to another group as well, which is the college students. We have lots of college students, a ton. I was out in Spartanburg yesterday, and it was like there's so many of them. And easily we have quite a few here at Malden. And I've been really encouraged, at least with the ones at Malden, because that's where I am the most, is the amount of college students that we have that are getting involved in a life group.
Yeah.
Which I know is it's a daunting thing because you don't know how long you're going to be there. Do I really want to invest an hour and a half, 2 hours of my Sunday or during the week to a group that I might not be with for a long time. But I would just encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
That is a really beneficial thing, to walk with people that are older than you, that are in different stages of life, that maybe have kids.
That's right.
And you have the privilege of being able to watch and observe people that are further along, that are established, that are trying to figure things out as well as a family. You get to watch that and learn and grow. And that's another just great resource for the college students out there. Dive in, get involved in a life group, get involved in community outside of just the college bubble, because I know that that's a really easy bubble to kind of find.
With you.
Does anybody else have anything else?
Well, how far have we gone? 22 minutes today?
No, we have like 2 more minutes.
We've got a whole 2 minutes?
Yeah.
We've done really well.
Man, I think we covered everything we needed to cover. Why don't we let them go early today?
Why don't we let them go?
It's kind of school. You know, when you were in school and that teacher said, today I'm going to let you out a little early.
Yeah.
How'd that make you feel?
It made me feel great.
Didn't you love that?
I loved it.
So let's let them go a little early
now,
today.
Now, I would like to say, in 2 weeks, not next week, because we have something else, but in 2 weeks, we're going to do a question and answer podcast.
Okay. Ooh.
So we would like for you to email any questions. Nothing's off limits.
Okay.
Any questions that you have, it could be funny, it could be serious.
Yep.
To email us at podcast@summitupstate.org. That's podcast@summitupstate.org.
They can also just text you at Brandon Gray.
Number.
No. Give them your phone number right now. Give your cell number out. Let me give this number.
What could go wrong?
Let me give this number from Beijing, China.
It is T. Carlton.
Funny. Way to bring it back.
Thank
Way
you so
to
much.
Bring it back.
Guys, that's all that we have today. We can't wait to be back with you next week.
Keep it safe out there, kids. We'll school back in. A lot of traffic. Watch for kids crossing the street to get onto the buses.
Yes.
And don't distract your parents while they're driving.
Keep it at 10 and 2.
That's right. Bye.
See ya.